This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, the crowd is about to go wild. We have my good friend joining us in just a moment here, John Rappaport. And Super Don, a thrill a minute when we get John on board because of, the inspiration, insight, and perspectives he has on the news is why he calls his website No More Fake News. And, before we bring John on, though, we've got to make a big announcement. Of course, we got our good friend Paul Barrett here. We're going to talk about water later in the show. The hash, what is it? It's a hashtag war. How do they call it? Hashtag tag, you're it.
It's
how do they
party.
Call this thing?
A
it's party.
A
oh, it's a party.
Party. Come on. War. Hashtag party. Let's make it positive here. Come on.
But not everybody smokes hashtag. No, we're not talking about that, right?
No, I got some good hashtag right here.
No, it's not that. It's not that. We're talking about pound. It used to be a pound sign on the telephone. This is how old we are. Pound. Yeah. And now it's a hashtag, and it's a hashtag CDC whistleblower. Thank you to Thinking Moms Revolution. All the Thinking Moms out there, we love you and appreciate you so much. And they're carrying a lot of the weight for and the burden for a lot of years here. And with the breaking news of last week or 10 days now we've been covering, and of course even prior to that covering these stories about vaccine controversies, CDC, FDA cover-ups, what has been going on, it's incredible. Brian Hooker, Andrew Wakefield, and of course John Rappaport has been right there writing about it in incredibly insightful ways and making some predictions about where this is going. So while we're on the air today for the next 2 hours, it's a 3-hour party. Two of these hours we're on the air live. The hashtag CDC whistleblower, everything you want to send out and blast out for the next 3 hours, 2 hours while we're on the air. There we go. Now we've made our announcements. Now the crowd goes wild. Here comes John Rappaport. and there's a real good reason the kids are going crazy in a good way, because what we're talking about, John, is legitimately, genuinely, not politically, oh, I want to help the children, but literally in not only breaking and making the story bigger, but revealing what is going on behind the scenes and what we can do to make sure that this doesn't get buried.
Absolutely, Robert. The whistleblower story has still not really hit the mainstream at all. There have been, you know, some so-called I reports, which are like citizen reports on CNN, and actually have gotten a huge number of hits. One of those stories, the last time I looked, had like 172,000 hits after about a day or two, something like that. Anyway, they took them down, they put them back up, but as far as the regular CNN or the regular networks or the major newspapers, they're just doing nothing. They don't want to hear about it, they don't want to touch it, but the internet is exploding with it.
You know, when we began talking about these issues, and you've been doing it, you know, longer than I have, but we've become, you know, good friends over many years of interacting on these levels. There wasn't this internet, you know, it was the dawning of it and the ability to have this kind of information flow out. I mean, people really had to dig to find you, dig to find this show. And then, you know, Mike Adams, Natural News, what he's done in bringing it out and utilizing this new media. And we're seeing it. I don't know if it's coming into its own or maturing, but certainly the ability to take a story that would normally be dead on arrival and continue to pump it full of life and go, you're not letting this guy die. And we're having the moms, the thinking moms, for instance, the moms out there of all the kids who have been damaged and injured by these vaccines, they're not going to let this thing go.
No, they're not. There is a group right now who is forming up a class action suit against the CDC on this very issue of what the whistleblower is saying, implying, that is, that CDC committed fraud in 2004 when it said there was no possible connection between the MMR vaccine and autism. So right now, that's the issue, that these mothers who have children that have, you know, been diagnosed with autism, that's what they're aiming for. And they want the whistleblower on their side. They want him to come forward and make a full and complete statement. So these mothers are not to be taken lightly. I mean, once they start rolling, there's no turning back. And as you say, contrary to the old days, as the suit progresses, hearings and so forth and this and depositions and whatever, we'll be there to cover it every step of the way, whereas the mainstream will say nothing about it. So this will become a story that lives and expands and blows up on the internet.
Now, I want to ask a basic question here for anybody just joining us and is really new to the story. The obvious thing is the CDC, at least obvious to me, you, and many of our listeners, they don't want this story coming out. Why? I mean, what does it do for the CDC if this guy from within the CDC is telling the truth? As they may try to discredit him, at this point they're trying to ignore it altogether. But what have they got to lose here?
Their pants, their reputations, their money. In a few cases, even possibly their freedom, because in 2004, a study was published which exonerated the MMR vaccine and said this vaccine does not cause autism. William Thompson, the whistleblower, was one of the co-authors of that study. And so he is apparently claiming that the study authors intentionally, including himself, left out a group of children from the study intentionally, young African American children, who had higher, significantly higher rates of autism after getting the MMR vaccine. Left them out of the study completely, in order to make the study seem like there was no connection between the vaccine and autism. Well, this is an explosive charge. I mean, this is A, complete scientific fraud, B, covering up tremendous damage from the vaccine, and then since 2004, the people at the CDC who knew about this, including probably the head of the CDC at the time, Julie Gerberding, would be standing on the sidelines watching the vaccine, you know, damage and destroy the brains of more and more children without saying anything or doing anything and claiming again that the vaccine had absolutely no connection to autism.
John, is anybody reading, because we've also linked to the letter, Natural News revealed a couple of the letters, the emails you have seen as well and revealed and written about. And by the way, articles we have also mirroring up here at robertscottbell.com by John recently, also at nomorefakenews.com. Those are linked up in the notes as well. The emails and also the letter that William Thompson said sent to everybody, seemingly everybody higher ups in the CDC about the concerns he had with the study, and at one point saying that I'm going to get my own lawyer. And I don't want to assume everybody understands what he's communicating here or what others might be arguing he's communicating here different than what we believe it is.
Right. Mike Adams at Natural Health News posted this letter that Thompson, the whistleblower, sent years ago to the head of the CDC, Julie Gerberding. And in this letter, he implied that there was great danger ahead here for the CDC because there was fraud afoot, and he was getting very, very nervous, extremely nervous. He also raised the issue of the connection between mercury in vaccines and autism. If you read the letter, you might not understand that, but he is referring to yet another letter that a congressman at the time, Dave Weldon, sent to Julie Gerberding, the head of the CDC, in which Weldon, I mean, just ripped her to shreds, basically, and said, you guys are covering up, I mean, not in so many words, but it's there, covering up the mercury-autism connection. And it's obvious that you're covering it up, and I'm demanding that you do something about it. So all in all, that letter from Thompson reveals that much earlier than 2014, he had grave doubts about fraud at the CDC in relation to vaccines and saying they were safe when they were really dangerous. And he's getting extremely nervous about the whole thing. And at that time, he's talking about how the CDC is losing the PR war against the public, right, whom they're supposed to serve, because the public is becoming wise to the fact that these vaccines are very dangerous. And the internet is the instrument for making that clear. And he is demanding, which in the language of the letter is quite extraordinary. I mean, here's a researcher at the CDC demanding that the head of the CDC, the director, do something about this before the whole house collapses and everybody gets, you know, mangled when the lies come out.
So this is not a PhD egghead that can't see the forest through the trees. I mean, if he recognizes the risk to himself, much less others, when this data was being, I don't know if at the point manipulated or prior to the manipulation, we've talked extensively over the last days and week about the removal of key, let's say, participants, some of the kids that were removed from the study to eliminate the statistical significance of an MMR link to autism, and how this relates also to African-American boys specifically as well. This is bringing up a potential racial component, but it's bigger than that, too, we know. John Rappaport is our guest this hour. We're talking about the CDC on the run, the whistleblower, pound CDC or hashtag CDC whistleblower, all show today. We're blasting it out. We'll be back with John for more.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I feel like I'm in my 20s and not my 40s when I say this. The hashtag of the day is CDC whistleblower. Hashtag. What the heck, man? But John Rappaport is our guest, and we're also going to bring in another friend here momentarily. There was an image that was put together, kind of a graphical image put together by our good friend Liam Sheff. John, you saw that as well, and it connected some dots, and it's an easy to follow thing. What the heck is going on here? That we're covering, is this as big a story? I think Gary Null says it's like the biggest story ever, something. I don't know. Where does this place in the history of uncovering some major scandals within the federal government? I mean, everybody wants to go Watergate. Somebody wants to say hashtag CDCgate or something. I don't know at that level, but certainly as it relates to the thinking moms and all of those around the world that have been impacted, it's big.
Oh, yeah. It's like a gateway story. You know, you pass through that gateway, and now you're into everything. You're into mercury and vaccines. You're into other vaccines that have caused damage that they've lied about. You're into, you know, destruction of untold numbers of children's lives with medicine. You're into a $9 billion agency of the federal government, the CDC, which turns out to be a propaganda machine for the medical cartel. You're into the vaccine theory, which is totally bogus, which is the cornerstone of modern medicine. I mean, it doesn't quit. One stepping stone leads to another. So we have to push this right up to the gateway and through it, and then all kinds of things are going to happen. And in fact, that was in a way the subject of the last article, or the next last article that I wrote, you know, what does victory look like, having to do with this? And I said to these few people who apparently have a great deal of data that was sent to them by the whistleblower, Thompson, documents, release the documents now, all of them. Put them online. They'll get around the world in 15 minutes on, 5,000 websites, and then it'll just explode. Don't hold on to this. This is bigger than the whistleblower. Don't wait around for him to do whatever he's going to do. He's under tremendous pressure, threats. They could kill him and call it suicide. They could say he's mentally ill and he's gone into rehab. Anything could happen. Post all the documents. This is not a story that the major media are going to cover in any significant way, no matter what happens, except to pose it possibly as a controversy if enough pressure is put on them by people around the world and what's happening online. But that's as far as they will go. Unless and until the whole thing explodes to such a degree that they have no choice but to report the news. But I'm not counting on that. That's why it all has to come out now. And in addition to that, as a reporter for a long time, I can tell people, you don't sit on information, you release all of it. And one of the reasons is because when you do that, the story takes a new turn. New rats come out of hiding places and begin to confess. They confess to sins you haven't even imagined. And the story gets bigger. And the truth gets wider. And then when that happens, it happens again. More rats desert the sinking ship. And they tell people stuff that nobody could believe. They produce their own documents. It just expands geometrically unless you try to hold it back, unless you say, well, let's keep the documents for now because of this and that and the other thing, because if we release them, then there'll be all sorts of people in the media and PhDs who say that we're crazy. Well, of course, they're already saying you're crazy. So what? That's the war. That's the debate. Let's have it right out in the open, because we can smash these people completely. So move the story forward.
Well, letting it loose at this point. I've always said if we could take whistleblowing multi-level, it'd be all over the world yesterday. But, is that until that time, the trickle-out theory, which is interesting, that's the Edward Snowden method at this point. A little bit here, a little bit there. It seems to be a controlled operation on some level. This one has potential to spiral out of control in a good way. What is that good way? It means when those who control the official stories have lost control of the official stories. We'll bring Liam Sheff into the discussion after this break. John Rappaport is our guest from No More Fake News. The articles he's referencing are also published here at robertscottbell.com, streaming live 6 days a week through GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com. Thanks for being here. Back with Liam and John.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right? Right.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
All right, hashtag CDC whistleblower. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. All social media, let it out. That's another extension, another way of keeping this story bouncing. That ball bouncing, let it bounce wherever it bounces. And that's what I was picking up from John Rappaport. We're going to bring Liam Sheff into the discussion right now as well and talk about, do we need to manage this story? Do we need to control it and contain it? Or do we need to unleash it wherever it lands, however it lands? John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com, as well as Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, LiamSheff.com. Join me now. And, Liam, you heard John in those last two segments. Give me an amen or something.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better. I'm going to say it my way now. John's exactly right. I was on the phone yesterday with a very, or 2 days ago with a very bright, very brilliant, woman who's involved in the activism thing. And for whatever reason, she said, well, I said, you know, just write it, write this, get it out there, let it go, keep putting it out there. You know, she said, well, what do you do? You know, how are you calm about this? I'm calm because I've already done this, right? John's mm-hmm. already done this. 10 years ago, I broke a story about children being, I mean, 10 years ago, for a year, I broke a story about, children being used in, orphanage in New York City. They were being experimented on and they were dying. I knew it because I knew them. I had the doctor on record. I had the NIH.gov documents. They were public. The same way that every bit of this vaccine evidence is already public, if you can read the medical literature, that's what's, you know, for the people on the inside, they've already known this. It's up on Ginger Taylor's website. It's on Adventures in Autism, No Evidence of Any Link. It's all there. They've known this forever. When one person steps out of the back room with the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain and they say, whoops, you know, we've kind of been lying to you, somehow all the munchkins go, what? To us? Lying? Right. So the story is now breaking, and you can't do anything but take what you know and keep throwing it out there. This woman wanted to be like, well, it's not the Andy Wakefield show. It's not the. And I said, you can't worry about that. You can't. All of your politics are irrelevant right now because you don't know what the Leviathan of the public, the hoi polloi, is going to do. It's exactly what John said. You don't know what chords this is going to strike and how big it can get, and you can't manage it any more than you can manage, you know, a child from kicking and screaming and being upset when they want something and you don't want to give it to them. You can't manage this. And this is a billion-pound child. You know, this is the damage inflicted from decades and decades, not 12 or 13 years. I'm talking 70 years of fraud that is the tip of an iceberg. We're on the Titanic. The iceberg is coming for it. You know, we want the Titanic to sink in this case, and we want to get to the lifeboats, right? Mm-hmm. And we want everybody to get off a ship that we know is doomed is a new word that I'm coining.
Doomed, I like that.
Doomed.
You said the iceberg. Go ahead. Go ahead, Liam.
No, I'm sorry. Let me throw this at you. When I had my story to do, the Incarnation Children's Center story, it's still there. It's still real. It's still happening, by the way. And I understand being a heartbroken activist for things you can't change, believe me. But I got the story to a guy called Nick Regis. He used to run something called Red Flags Weekly. He was a good guy, but he wanted to manage the story. He wanted to be a number one on the story. He said, it's not your story. It's a story. I am the contact for these people. I have to put it out, and then you have to let everybody take it. The story was stolen from me about 4 times by 4 different papers. I thanked them for putting it out. I just asked them to credit me so I could be interviewed because I was the only contact. But you have to let the story keep going. The Thompson guy is a contact, maybe, and Brian Hooker is a contact, definitely. And that's all you have to say as you're putting it out. That's it. You don't have to manage it in any other way. Mm-hmm. Go talk to these guys. That's what you say on every web form that you get involved with. Go talk to these guys.
Right. Go see the Disney movie Frozen and let it go. Okay? Let it go. Let it out there. John Rappaport, your latest article, a CDC whistleblower, is the tip of the iceberg. Just like Liam just said, this is tip of the iceberg, John.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just, you know, the lead in to the Colossus. And there are people, you know, in the activist community and journalists who have been straightforward and honest, who've known this for a long time, and untold numbers of people in natural health community that have known this. So the whole idea here is you never stop. You just keep on going. And as Liam said, you can't manage this. You shouldn't try. If there are people who want to try on their own, you know, they say, well, I got somebody at Fox, and they'll put it, oh, great, okay, fine, terrific, whatever. But we're not interested in what the major media do. They do what they're going to do. We're not sitting here hoping and praying that somehow they'll pick up the story and, you know, save everybody, because, you know, that ain't going to happen. So, you know, what's the alternative here? And there are scientists, I'm talking now about honorable scientists, who have Thompson's, the whistleblower's, data. Not only that, but they have other documents as well that don't relate to Thompson. You know, studies that, as Liam said, you read the studies and you know it's fraud. I mean, you know, I'm working on a story right now where, you know, people have been arguing, well, is it fraud, isn't it fraud? I mean, in 15 minutes I can prove it's fraud. It has to do with vaccines again. There are scientists out there, honorable people, who have this kind of data. But because they're scientists, they know nothing about story. Zero. Zilch. Nada. They don't know how a story works. They don't know how it blows up. They don't know, you know, how it spirals out of control, as Liam was saying. So they, too, want to manage things. Well, maybe I can get an article about this here, and it'll 6 months, and we'll work on it, or whatever, you know, and that kind of thing. But the cachet of data itself, the documents that are incriminating and explosive, I got to keep those close to the vest. No, you don't. If Snowden has shown us anything, it should be that you dump as much as you possibly can, and you do it now. You don't go for controlled release. Now, there can be exceptions to the rule. For example, if you have a document where patients' names are used and so forth, you don't put that in there. You black it out. Okay, big deal. But, you know, there are very few other exceptions. And here's what people who have been arguing about Snowden's, you know, the managing of that story, they have absolutely no clue about this. They think, they say, well, look, if you took all the documents you could and you suddenly released them on the Internet, that would be the end of the story. Whereas if you let out a little at a time, the story keeps going. This scandal, that NSA program, that NSA program. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You do both. You release all the data that you possibly can so that people all over the world can look at it and analyze it and chew on it and respond and get more stories out. And then, if you want to, you go back to that cache of data and you say, okay, I'm going to write a story about this because, wow, this is incredible. And you do. And then this over here, wow, I'm going to write a story about that. So fine, get that out too. You do both. You don't do one or the other. People don't care. You know, it's not like, oh, well, all the data's out there, so that's it. No, 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 no. That's not how it works. And that's something that the scientists have to realize. Brian Hooker has to realize this.
Mm-hmm.
He's got cachet data. Come on, Brian. Dump it online today.
Our good friends within those families, those mothers and fathers and kids, they're all suffering and in pain, and it just, you know, breaks my heart. We've been covering this for many years. They just want to see it covered, and recognizing that to manage it is to limit it at this point. And there will always be a spokesperson for the official stories, Liam, you can confirm this, that will dispute the data. There will be no way that's not going to happen. It could be clear as black and white to the vast majority of us, and they will say, no, no, it doesn't say that. You cannot control that. Isn't that part of the point of understanding we've just got to let this thing out there, Liam?
Well, I think the thing, you know, if you're an amateur in this, and, you know, God bless the amateurs because you have the vivacity and energy and you come in with some ideals and you fight. But if you're an amateur in this, you think, and I remember this well, that if anybody, and you mistake people who have blogs for people in authority, you know, at least I used to. Like, you know, there'll be the fake PhDs on science blogs who get up and wring out their underpants all over your head. You don't read it. You know, it doesn't matter. They're not government officials. They're cranks. They're nobodies. You keep putting the information out. And Brian, don't play the trickle game here. Don't play the trickle game. You release this stuff into the wild and let the busy eyes and fertile minds of the public that's been waiting for this stuff for a decade have it. You don't manage it. Let the creative mass have it. You have no idea what they're going to be able to do with it, what they're going to be able to produce with it. All due respect for Andy Wakefield, but the 11-minute movie that they came out with, the reason it didn't take off last week, because you had to sit through that movie. Don't let one person try to manage this data. Due respect to Andy Wakefield and deep respect to him. You got to let the people who are good at these things have the information. there'll be a 30, like Richard Hineberg with peak oil. You know, he's not the guy that you would have thought did it, but, you know, his whole thing can produce a 30-second thing on oil that'll make you go, yeah, we better pay attention to this. Why? Because that's how creativity works. Let the information out, Brian, or I'm coming up there to whatever, Redding, California, my friend. I know where you are.
You know, this is, like you said, we're together. We got John Rappaport, Liam Sheff, and I, Super Don. You know, we're, in many ways, we are in the media, investigative journalists, reporters, writers, broadcasters. And, you know, none of us here claims to be PhD, although in many ways we can see clearer than most PhDs in government. But that's beside the point. The fact is we are transmitting information, and we recognize that we can't control the way that is received all the time, or maybe never. And it is not a responsibility necessarily to do that. But to get it out there, if you want to see this thing transform sooner rather than later, let it loose. And there are going to be people you don't even know right now. They're going to analyze it and will surprise you with what they're going to come up with as well, that will support what you've been after, listening to this show over the years and suffering the way you have as a family whose, you know, your children have been harmed by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the church of pharmaceutical or biological mysticism, as John Rappaport originally coined. We're going to be back wrapping it up this hour. Liam Sheff is here. Nice surprise guest. John Rappaport, my good friend. No more fake news. Check it all out. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. We're going to do that. We're going to talk water and healing of all on all levels next hour, too. But we got a lot more to discuss in one short segment to do it in. So stick around, tell your friends, and tweet it out, hashtag CDC whistleblower. We'll be back with John Rappaport and Liam Sheff right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in a 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Up, Buzzball, all y'all out there. Hashtag CDC whistleblower has gone from number 13 to number 10 in the uptrending topics on Twitter in the last 30 minutes. You're doing it. You're doing it.
Let's,
thank you.
Let's
thank
correct
you
that. Just in the last few minutes, it's now up to number 9 on uptrending.
Number 9.
Topics.
All right. Count, you know, with a bullet, counting down the hits here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. John Rappaport, my good friend and guest. People are still raving about the thing we did together years ago, the Vaccines Armed and Dangerous audio. It's changed a lot of people out there, John, and all the work you've done as well. And Liam, of course, your book, Official Story, is still transiting around the world, helping people to see through these lies. And there are some more takeaway messages. We only have a few minutes left this hour that we want to leave with our listeners, many of whom have been impacted very directly by what the CDC has lied about. I don't know who wants to go first here in letting loose. Liam, I know you had a very specific message you wanted to get out. Go ahead.
Buy my book. No, I don't remember. What was it? Was it don't wait for them? Yeah. don't wait for them to if you're an activist for this, it's because you care. And if you care, it's because probably because you're either very ethical or you've been hurt. Mm-hmm. So you think that if you can just make this one really stick, it'll somehow undo the hurt, but it won't. That's the reality. The reality is that so many kids have been damaged. And what John said on the, I'm going to let him say it on the break, but I hope John remembers that bit about the government. But what I've been saying to some of my friends who are autism moms is that this long goal they have of recovering their kids sometimes appears not to be working. As noble as it is, as bound in the flesh and the soul as you are, I am watching some of my friends get closer and closer to what I think of as a red line, where they're sacrificing themselves, their health, the health of their other kids, the sanity of their whole family, in the hope that the damage that was already done can be undone, but it can't. So I'm talking about figuring out how to now cope palliatively with a long-term problem so that everybody can get back to work and build a more comfortable life for a family. I've asked a lot of my autism mom families to see if they can somehow make a deal to get together, because you don't want to rely on the government to do this for you, and now I'll throw it to John.
All right, John, yeah, the question about all the good works we're doing and the people out there doing it with every ounce of energy that people have and expecting that the media will finally get it, finally cover it, and I guess the word would be capitulate. What do you say?
Well, as we were discussing on the break, the media, major media, are like a gigantic kind of amorphous, you know, amoeba. It can change shape. It can accommodate. It can, oh, well, we'll admit this, but we won't admit that. Limited hangouts, you know, we'll concede that point, but then there's controversy here. Let's bring in the experts. In other words, they just keep shape-shifting, no matter what happens, to protect their partners. And in this case, we're talking about overall the medical cartel and the vaccine establishment. They will always protect that. They will never say the whole thing is a time bomb and it went off and people's lives were destroyed and now the entire vaccine, you know, system has to be dismantled so that no more harm is done. That's not going to happen. Don't wait for that to happen. Don't even care about it. Who cares? Let them do their dance. Because the longer, the more pressure on them to do that dance and to change shape, the more ridiculous they begin to look to more people. It becomes more transparent that they're lying through their teeth and what they said yesterday, they're contradicting today, and they're making new adjustments. That's how a lot of people wake up. They say, well, gee, I just saw that story yesterday, and they said the opposite. So what's happening here? And they start to stop snoring, and who knows, you know, what will happen. But don't wait for that to happen. They'll do it to themselves. Whatever damage is inflicted on the major networks and newspapers, they will do it to themselves. In the meantime, just get the story out and all of the implications that keep on building and building and building. And it's happening every day now, sometimes more than once a day, that new information is coming out here. And just push it forward. Keep pushing it forward. Because, like we said at the beginning here, this is, you know, the stone thrown in the pond. The ripples are expanding now, and they're catching more and more lies, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and the storm is here. Mm-hmm. So just keep on going.
Well said. John Rappaport, my good friend, NoMoreFakeNews.com. Check out his articles also at RobertScottBell.com. Liam Sheff also releases just incredible imagery to simplify our understanding of what's going on there. Spread those around as well. Liam, my good friend, thank you as well. We got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up next hour. Paul Bercher will join us. We'll talk about water, hydrogen, some cool stuff on the science of water. Also, pain management, pain relief with natural substances that will not kill you. Imagine that, painkillers that don't kill you. That too. John Rappaport, love you, man. Liam, too. Super Don's here. Stick around. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.